Welcome to Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast. Olá, eu sou Helena, and on this episode we're going to talk about the letters S and Z in Portuguese. But just before that, I want to let you know that Tradutex Portuguese Lessons Podcast is now on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the projects you like. So, if you're enjoying listening to this podcast and if you would like it to carry on, you can also become a patron. And as a patron, you get a PDF with the highlights of each episode, pronunciation tips, written posts, audios and videos about the Portuguese language. You can get in touch with me every time you have a question related to Portuguese, and you can even participate in a monthly live session with me. Go to www.patreon.com/tradutex and learn more about it. So on today's episode, we're going to learn about the letters S and Z, and we're going to learn how to pronounce them. Fortunately, we do have rules for these two. So let's first look at the letter S. First of all, the name of the letter in Portuguese is just like the name of the letter in English. That's right, S. Easy, right? So when we have the letter S at the beginning of a word, so S no início do palavra, we should pronounce it as a soft S, just like S in English is normally pronounced at the beginning of a word. Think about words like sun or sky. This is the same sound we will find if we have the letter S at the beginning of a word in Portuguese. Let me give you some examples. Sala, sala, a room. Seta, seta, an arrow. Sítio, sítio, a site. Só, só, this could be only or just or even alone. Sujo, sujo, as in dirty. So I picked here 5 examples following the letter S by all the vowels. A, E, I, O, U. And as you could see, that didn't affect the way we're pronouncing the letter. So you can know for sure if your S is at the beginning of a word, you should pronounce it like su. I will repeat the words this time so you can repeat after me. Just the Portuguese, you already know the English translations. So, vamos repetir. Sala. Seta. Sítio. Só. Sujo. But the way we pronounce this letter changes if the S is in between vowels. So S entre vogais. And there are 2 situations where this could happen. One, it is really mandatory to change the way we're pronouncing the letter S. This time, let's pronounce it as a Z. Z sound. And it is mandatory to do it if this situation, S between the vowels, happens within the word. Dentro de uma palavra. For example, I think you all know the word for house in Portuguese. Casa, casa. The S is within the word and it is in between the vowels. So this time we need to read it as z. Z. So every time you see S between vowels within a word, let's pronounce it like z. I do have here some examples. The first one, casa, casa. Peso, peso means wait. Peso, weight in the sense of kilos, for instance. Peso. Liso. Liso means smooth or straight. For instance, for your hair, if it's not wavy or curly, is liso. Anything that has a smooth texture is liso. Cozer. Cozer is to sew. Cozer. Musa. Musa is a muse. To inspire the poets, for instance. Musa. So now that we know the meaning of these words, let's just repeat them and focus. They all have in common the fact that the S is in between vowels, so we change the pronunciation from su into z. Vamos repetir. Casa. Peso. Liso. Cozer. Musa. It doesn't matter which vowels we're using, as long as we're using vowels, this happens. And this is, as I said, mandatory, so there's no other way to read it but doing it as a z. Now, if we have the S in between vowels but in different words, so if that doesn't happen within the word but between words, we normally do it. I mean, we will normally read the S when it's in between vowels in two different words. We will normally read it as a Z. It's not mandatory though. So let's see some examples. So if I wanted to say something like my friends, os meus amigos, let's just focus on the words for meus, my, meus, and then friends, amigos. So, meus ends in the letter S, meus. And then amigos starts with a vowel. So, that the S from meus is in between vowels, although it is into different words. So, in fact, there are two possible ways to pronounce these two words. I can split them and I can say meus amigos, and that is not wrong, but you see that doesn't come very natural because it doesn't flow very well. It forces us to stop in the middle of the two words. Even if I speak quickly, meus amigos, it is harder than pronouncing the S as a Z and running the two words together. See the difference? So if I'm splitting the words, reading each one individually, I get meus amigos. But if I run them together and if I now pronounce the S as a Z, it sounds like meus amigos, meus amigos, which is far more elegant, it flows better, and is the preferred way for the Portuguese people to say it. So you can choose, but I would recommend you to try to run the words together every time a word ends in a S, in the letter S, and the previous letter is a vowel, and the following word also starts with a vowel. So I gave you the example of meus amigos. Let me give you some more examples. For instance, if I wanted to say two lessons, two classes. So the word for lessons or classes is aulas, aulas. So it does start with a vowel. And as you know, the word for two, this time I'm using the feminine two because aulas is a feminine word. So the word for two in this case is duas, duas. So we have S in the end of duas. The previous letter is a vowel, a. The following word starts with a vowel. So again, two ways to do it. I could say duas aulas, as you can see, it doesn't flow that well. Or I can make that S as a Z, duas aulas, duas aulas. So just like we had before, meus amigos, now I have duas aulas. Let's have a look at another example. So often we use the articles os and as. These are the definite articles, masculine plural os and feminine plural as. So if we're using these articles and if the following word starts with a vowel, we have again the same situation for the letter s. So for instance, if I wanted to say something like the planes, and the word for planes plural is aviões, aviões. So we have os aviões. If I'm running the two together, os aviões. Os aviões. Os aviões. Or a feminine plural example, as, let's say the avenues. The word for avenues is avenidas. Avenidas. So if I have as avenidas and I want to run these two words together, let's try to read the S from as a Z. As avenidas. As avenidas. And it flows so much better, don't you think? So I will repeat these four examples, this time always running the words together. Vamos repetir. Meus amigos. Duas aulas. Os aviões, as avenidas. So, doing these examples, you probably noticed that when we read the words apart, we had, for instance, meus or duas, os, as on its own, we had that S at the end of a syllable or at the end of a word. Sounding like a sh. So this is actually another rule for the letter s. So every time we find s at the end of a syllable or at the end of a word when the following word doesn't start with a vowel, we must pronounce it as a soft sh. Sh. A bit like the sh sound in English. Sh. So we did it already when we did meus amigos or duas aulas, os aviões or as avenidas. So if we're not putting these words together, what we get at the end of each word is a soft sh. So, if I have the opportunity to run the words together because I have S between vowels, I think we should do it. It flows much better. Meus amigos, duas aulas, os aviões, as avenidas. But still, notice that the last word of each example, because it was on its own, amigos, aulas, aviões e avenidas, there we have a sh at the end. So let's do a few more examples. So now I will put some words together, but the s will never be between vowels. So I have no other way but reading it as a sh. So if I say something as simple as the houses, as casas, there's no way I can run these words together. So, I really need to read each one individually, and in this case, you will get two shush in a row at the end of each word. As, casas. Let's say, for instance, my parents. The word for parents is pais, ends in s. So, to say my parents, pais is masculine plural. I will use the possessive word meus. And as we normally do in Portuguese, I will precede the possessive word with an article. So to say my parents, I should say os meus pais. And at the end of each word, I have the letter S, but none of these S's is between vowels. So my only possible pronunciation is the soft sh. So my parents, os meus pais. And this is the big reason why many times foreigners think that in Portuguese, when they cannot understand the language, they only hear shu 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 shu. I don't know if you've ever had that notion, but many people say that the Portuguese language is actually full of the sound sh. And all these plural words that end, of course, with the letter S, and when that S is not in between vowels, we must read it as a sh. So we did the houses, as casas. We did my parents, os meus pais. Let's say, for instance, my colleagues, my female colleagues. So the word for colleagues, both male and female, is colegas. Colegas. This word actually doesn't change in terms of gender. So to indicate the right gender, we need to indicate it through the words we do before. So in this case, if it's my female colleagues, I will pick the feminine plural possessive word minhas. And of course, in Portuguese or in European Portuguese, it's normal to have the article, the definite article before the possessive. So my female colleagues is as minhas colegas. As minhas colegas. And again, you can hear sh, sh, sh. Let's do it again. As minhas colegas. As minhas colegas. One last example for S at the end of a syllable or at the end of a word when the following word doesn't start with a vowel. For instance, if I wanted to say the red cars. So the cars is os carros, and then the word for red, plural, masculine plural, because we're describing carros, which is masculine and plural, is the word vermelhos. Vermelhos. So the red cars, os carros vermelhos. Os carros vermelhos. So let's repeat these four examples. Pay attention and notice that at the end of each word we have the letter S, and none of these S's is in between vowels. And that is why the only possible sound we can make is a sh. And if you're doubted, what is exactly a sh in English? Easy, sh in English. So vamos repetir os exemplos. As casas. Os meus pais. As minhas colegas. Os carros vermelhos. So just to finish the letter S, and so far we've learned that the letter S has three possible pronunciations depending on its position. So we might have it when it's at the beginning of a word as a S. We might have it as a Z if it's in between vowels. And then when it's at the end of a syllable or at the end of a word and it's not between vowels, it changes into sh. But there is other situation for the letter S that we need to remember. In Portuguese, it's normal to have double S. Double S never starts a word and double S never ends a word. So you can only have double S in the middle of a word. And it's easy in terms of reading, in terms of pronunciation. If you see double S, there's only one possible pronunciation for that. S. Again, the same S we have in the beginning of a word. Or, sorry, at the beginning of a word. So, the same S we have, for instance, in the English word sun. So, double S is equals S. I'm giving you now a few examples. For instance, and this is an interesting one, the word for pasta, as in spaghetti and things like that, is not pasta, is massa. So in Portuguese, pasta is massa. Massa also means dough. So dough and pasta, massa. And massa, we spell it with a double S. So we need to pronounce it as a S. Massa. Massa. Another example, the verb to sign is assinar. Assinar. Again, double S. Assinar. The word for bird is pássaro. Pássaro. I'm stressing the first syllable because there's an accent on the A, an acute accent to the right. So that makes us stress the first syllable. But after that A with an accent, we have a double S. So let's do a S sound. Pássaro. Pássaro. One last one. Mission. Missão. Missão. So clearly a S sound for all these examples. So vamos repetir os exemplos. Massa. Assinar, pássaro, missão. And now let's have a look at the letter Z or Z that in Portuguese is called Z. 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 So the letter Z has two possible sounds. We will read it as actual Z when it's at the beginning of a word or when it is between vowels. So let's have a look at some examples where Z comes up at the beginning of a word. The word for angry in Portuguese is zangado. Zangado. Zebra. Zebra. Zigzag. Zigzag. That's a similar one. The zodiac, zodíaco, or a buzz, as in insects do the bzzz, that it's called zumbido. So I will repeat these five words. Again, I did one for each vowel because it doesn't matter, and I want you to understand that whatever vowel you use after Z, you will still get the same Z sound. So let's repeat the examples. Vamos repetir os exemplos. Zangado. Zebra. Zigzag. Zodíaco. Zumbido. We will keep the same exact Z sound if the Z is in between vowels, entre vogais. Let's have a look at some examples. The word for bad luck in Portuguese is azar. Azar. Olive oil, azeite. Very important for us here in Portugal, the olive oil. Azeite. Kitchen, cozinha. Nitrogen, azoto, and blue, azul. Again, I picked examples where the Z is followed by every vowel. A, E, I, O, U. But as you can see, it doesn't matter in terms of pronunciation. So let's repeat the examples. Vamos repetir os exemplos. Azar, azeite, cozinha, azoto, azul. Now, the other possible pronunciation for the letter Z is at the end of a word when the following word doesn't start with a vowel. Because if the following word starts with a vowel, again it will become like a Z. But if the following word doesn't start with a vowel, we get now a different sound. We will get the sound of a Z. Z. The same Z we have in the at the beginning of words like janela or João. So it's the Z. Let's see. Vamos ver alguns exemplos. Let's have a look at some examples. The word for peace is paz. So we spell it P-A-Z. And we pronounce it paz. Paz. With a J. Paz. The word for chess, the game, in Portuguese is xadrez. Starts with X, but then it ends with Z. Xadrez. The word for nose is nariz. Nariz. The word for voice is voz. Voz. And the word for light, like turn on the light, the word for light is luz. Luz. Again, I tried to give you different examples where before the letter Z we had every vowel. A, E, I, O, U. But that doesn't make any difference because as long as the Z is at the end of a word and if it's not followed by a word starting with a vowel, we have now the sound J. Vamos repetir os exemplos. Paz. Xadrez. Nariz. Voz. Luz. I hope you've enjoyed this episode today. And if you did, please share it with your friends. And just before we finish, I really want to thank to my dear patrons. They do give me the motivation I need to carry on with this project. This podcast wouldn't be possible without them. So, muito, muito obrigada a Francine Brown, Gita Barknovitz, Rebecca Hunt, Petra Korf, Brenda Sebrecht, David Soto, Lindy Falk, Michelle Kubrosi, Jerry Ellis, Sandra Weimert, Karen Source, Kenneth Pizisco, Ibrahim Almutawa, Hank Van Kan, Karin Barnhur, Pauline Mansfield, Pranudiana, Anne Grandage, Elise van der Vlucht, David Martin, Patricia Martin, Catherine Dernford-Vang, Mikkel Plek-Tuvien, Art Veld, Ernst Scholte, Agnieszka Mrozewicz-Kuczewska, Tatiana Krupnik, Ramunas Plektus, Kim Noble, Tanja McKnight, Chris Brand, Meredith Richards, Micheline Huntley, Jess Hasselmans, Diane, Josie Koopman, Lex Mui, Sneer, Susan Mas, Michael Machado, Molly Morton, Chaya de Rhines, John Markvite, David Kirkham, Rakesh Gupta, Paul Greenhawk, Jim Chang, Matthew Brett, Kirsten Kunstmann, Brandon Wallis, Kate Awake, David Keller, David Hassler, Ruby Menon, Deborah Tuhi, Ashwin, Mikael Hedlund, Michael Warnett, and Ruth Ramon. Thank you all for your support. Thank you all for keeping my motivation high. Muito, muito obrigada. Até para a semana. Tchau!